You're listening to a podcast from thebodypro.com. The following podcast was recorded at the 14th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections, also known as CROI 2007. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.
I'm Dan Karitzkis from Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, and we're presenting data analyzing the impact of baseline NNRTI resistance on the response to efavirenz in the context of a large randomized clinical trial.
And what did you find?
What we found is that anybody who had efavirenz resistance detectable by standard genotyping and received a three-drug regimen of zidovudine, 3TC, and efavirenz failed on their efavirenz regimen. And so overall, that they were three times more likely to fail than people who did not have resistance. And the average time to failure was a little bit more than 24 weeks. The patients who received a four-drug regimen of AZT, 3TC, abacavir, and efavirenz actually had similar rates of failure, whether they had similar prevalence of resistance, whether in the failure and non-failure groups, but there were small numbers, and so it's hard to say what the impact of the fourth drug was. I think the implication of this study is that we should be screening patients for resistance by doing resistance testing before choosing a first-line regimen. I think it's also possible that more sensitive tests like allele-specific PCR could detect still more patients with resistance, and that work is underway.
I see. And were there a lot of studies that proved that patients had NNRTI resistance coming into the clinic?
No, this is one of the first controlled studies that really looks at this. People have seen baseline resistance, and they've noted failure in patients who have baseline resistance. It's never been done with a suitable control group to first of all, exclude the occurrence of baseline resistance in successfully treated patients, and also to compare the rates of resistance.
Why do you think NRTI's resistance is so common as opposed to NRTI?
I think that NNRTI resistance has become more common because it persists after stopping drug and is readily transmitted without a significant fitness cost to the virus. And I think it's now the most commonly selected form of resistance in patients failing first-line regimens. Uh-huh. It just reflects the common use of NNRTI-based regimens.
I know there was a trial showing that there's a racial difference, and also I guess it was more common in NNRTI resistance in MSM than in, let's say, African Americans or poor patients.
The parent study on which this trial is based showed that blacks were more likely to fail because of different patterns of non-adherence, so that adherent blacks and adherent whites had the same success rate. Non-adherent blacks were more likely to fail than non-adherent whites, which would argue that the pattern of non-adherence was different by ethnic group. But we didn't see a difference in distribution of resistance by ethnic group in our study.
Uh-huh. Was this mostly, what was the percentage of female or male or race?
In the study overall, 18% were women. In this sub-cohort, it's also about 85% men, so 15% women. This was a random subset of the entire study. There were more NNRTI-resistant men. 92% of the NNRTI-resistant patients were men.
Uh-huh. Is that because they exist in a world where this treatment is more likely?
That's certainly possible, that there may be more MSMs who have been exposed to NNRTIs who are transmitting resistant to other MSMs than there are men transmitting to women or women transmitting to male partners.
So is this study over or is it ongoing?
No, this study is completed. The primary manuscript from the study was published this summer in JAMA, the comparison of the three and four drug arms. So this is one of the secondary analyses that we've been doing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from thebodypro.com. For more podcasts and full coverage of major HIV medical conferences, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.